When Haley asked, "What do we do on Mother's Day?" my mind went to what my mom always wanted us to do on Mother's Day: behave. She did not always get her gift. You would think that for a day like this, it would be odd to have the sermon based on Revelation. Well, I want to give you a little bit of information about this section, and I think it will put the pieces of the puzzle together. First, in the book of Revelation, there are seven Beatitudes. And in today's reading is the seventh Beatitude, the seventh blessing. 1 through 6 are, "Blessed are those who read and who hear the words of this prophecy." 2, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." 3, "Blessed is the one who stays awake." "Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." "Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection." "Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." And then today's beatitude is, "Blessed are those who wash their robes so that their authority shall be over the tree of life." This is the seventh blessing in the book of Revelation. Another unique thing about this section in Revelation is that this is the only place in Revelation, and I couldn't find any other place in the New Testament, where Jesus calls himself by his name, Jesus. I bet you all knew that trivia, right? He says, "I, Jesus." It's the only place that I know of in Scripture where that is written. The angel John has guided him in visions. And then, in this text, you have the Lord Jesus Christ actually talking to the disciple. And he has a wonderful message. You would expect that, wouldn't you? Something that Jesus would say should be wonderful. But if you recall, there were times that the words of Jesus were piercing. When he would talk to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he would point out that, they were hypocrites, or they were conniving or manipulative in other sinful behaviors in their heart and in their mind. But here, it's a beautiful message. It's a message of life, eternal life, life with God, the new heaven and the new earth, or as some would say, the new Eden, and about how there's going to be a change. And that change comes through him. Now, what does that have to do with Mother's Day? When I was in college, I was amazed at how many people did not know how to do laundry. Okay? So, I'm not going to make you raise your hand. If you were the only one in your house and all your clothes were dirty, would you know how to do laundry? And there are still people today that don't know how to do that. Now, that's a basic self-care maintenance kind of chore, isn't it? Now, some of you know how to take it to the laundromat or the dry cleaners. You do well at that, But if you're living on a budget and things are tight, zero to zero, paycheck to paycheck kind of thing, you know that that is just not going to be a doable thing. Well, in the book of Revelation, there's a different kind of washing. For myself, my mom taught all of us 6 kids, there's 4 boys, 2 girls, how to do laundry. We did complain, yes, we were normal in that way. But she taught us how to take care of ourselves. But I also give thanks to God that my mom taught me about the one who washes the most important part, the heart, who cleanses our heart and mind in Christ. She taught us about the Lord Jesus. And in this text, this ending of Revelation, what a beautiful way to highlight what our life is about in Christ. It is sharing that, yes, you need to know how to do laundry. But not just washing whites with whites and color with color, but also through our godly parents, we learn about confession and forgiveness. We learn about saying I'm sorry is more than just the worldly sorrow, you know, that you got caught. You know, sometimes people feel sorry only because they got caught. If you've ever been pulled over by a state trooper or a local policeman for speeding, you know, you might have said, I'm sorry, officer. You know, I was in a hurry. But a lot of times we're only sorry he stopped us. We weren't sorry. We aren't repentant that we are speeding. Well, godly parents, godly moms teach their children about godly sorrow. And the reason for the needing of the cleansing, the washing of the robe, to be covered in the righteousness of Christ. It isn't done to rake us over the coals. It isn't done to chew us out. It's done to strengthen, to purify us, all through the work of what Jesus Christ is all about. As Christ loved moms, so moms love their children in that way that it is unconditional. As Christ loved us while we were yet sinners, so many moms love their children when they're a mess. And this text highlights that message to John that has been passed down from generation to generation. And so often, even in a dual income family, especially in our culture today, moms have been delegated with the task of spiritual development. It's moms who check the homework. It's often moms, and I know there are dads that do this, but by majority, moms are busy with the kids and everything else. And one of the things that we get to encourage one another, whether we're the mom, the dad, the grandma, the aunt, or the uncle, is that we get to encourage that, yes, there are many kinds of skills children need to survive in our world. They need to know how to count money, balance a checkbook, use a phone, you know, that is, you know, a smartphone, you know. They need to learn how to, and you have the list. One of the simplest things that people know how to do is use a microwave. But it's amazing how many don't know how to cook. But greater than that is this message of the gospel, that Jesus Christ suffered, died, and rose for us. And by his death and resurrection, we have new life. By his death, our sins are paid for. By his resurrection, the victory over the devil and death itself is shown to be very true. And we pass that along from generation to generation. And so often, as we are children and we're a little stubborn, you don't have to be Lutheran to be stubborn, but you just be human nature to be stubborn. We go, who said so? And in this text, it tells us Jesus said so. I, Jesus. The one who is the sender of the Holy Spirit, next Sunday's Pentecost, the one who sent him to create faith in our hearts, the one who brings that word to life. It is a living word. The one who instills in us and gives us the gift of faith, the one who picks us up again and again. And not only just simply dusts us off, but he cleans our heart and our mind and renews us and reminds us of what is yet to come. Because like a mother wanting to protect her young, there is wonderful news to the children of God in this section of Revelation. There is protection for you. There is the promise of an eternal kingdom where all wickedness cannot permeate, cannot enter. No bullies allowed. No war shall be present. No disease shall have its worming its way through our system and every other thing that is ugly and awful and miserable about this life will not be present. There's a kingdom yet to come, all given through Jesus Christ. And because of that righteousness of Christ and that washing, we are given the opportunity, it says in the text, to eat of the tree of life, to have authority over it. That no longer, like Adam and Eve, who were kicked out of the garden, to eat of that immortality and remain in their sin forever, in God's eternal kingdom, we are restored. To live with Him through Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. There were maybe times when you were sick and mom made chicken noodle soup. You know, there were times that your back itched and mom said, come here and I'll scratch it. You know, maybe there were times that you forgot your school books and mom went from work or home and brought your books and your homework. And in response to those servant actions, those actions of love, you'd say, Mom, you're an angel. Well, there's a way that you get as mothers to be an angel in this text, where you too are the messenger of God's word, God's comfort, and God's promise, where you too bring that message of hope, of life, and salvation for the things that you cannot control, for the problems that you cannot fix. You know the solution, you know the person, the one who does. It's Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And we pass that along from generation unto generation. I was blessed. I pray that you were blessed too. My mom was an angel. She came and rescued my butt so many times, you know. But more than that, she taught me what it is in her walk with God of what it meant to be a godly person, faithful and true, and what it meant to pass on that message to her children. And Gwen and I have had the opportunity to pass it along to ours. And now our youngest is doing it to her five from generation to generation. Thanks be to God. Amen.